correct. We haven't really started.
I have to put the 2 o'clock meeting on for Thursday.
She'll cover it in a second.
All right. Call our meeting back to order. I would suggest we go ahead and visit with Nikki on
Her stuff.
Yeah. Contracts, legislative priorities.
I'd like to review the agenda I just placed in front of you, if you can review it for this week.
Right. Move the other microphone closer, would you?
I did.
I changed them.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
One item that I have to place on there is Thursday at 2 o'clock is our planning and zoning public meeting, which will be held here in this room.
Okay.
What's this? What's the 6 o'clock here in this room today?
That's their normal meeting.
That's our regular.
That's your regular. So that's maybe confusing to some people because of the discussion we've had.
Well,
Thursday, I'm going to. The topic will be planning and zoning public meeting.
It could be confusing. You're right.
As a matter of fact, whenever I first looked, I was going over the agenda this weekend that was prepared on my BlackBerry. I seen that on there and thought that it was the 6 o'clock. I thought isn't what we stated.
Right. And would you like me to put regular meeting?
That would be better if you would put P&Z regular meeting would take care of that problem. Do you gentlemen see it as a problem?
That'd be wonderful. Regular would be fine.
Yeah, it could be. Yes, it could be. It could be necessary. It's real sensitive right now. So.
And tomorrow, you guys will be attending the Southwest County Commissioners meeting in Rogersville at 10 a.m.
Yes,
we're very excited. At least I am.
I know you are.
Okay. I'll just wait till a later date to talk about that.
Rogersville?
Mm-hmm. Things that we need on the agenda up there.
Oh, up there? Okay. Yeah.
Anything else on the agenda?
You're going to add the Thursday at 2, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Chris Behrendt came by the office. He handed me 2 items that he is requesting you gentlemen be at. One of them was for Wednesday. I don't know if he was going to redo the schedule, like timing-wise.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, I asked you to remind me of that. Appreciate it. Do you have the name there, what they call that meeting? It's a hazardous...
Region D, New Madrid Seismic Zone Tabletop Exercise. I'll bring up to you.
I called Chris which I generally do on those kind of meetings, to find out the importance, whether it's something he wants myself or commissioner to be at.
Right.
He would like us to be there. He was disappointed because county commissioners are one of the groups that try to make that meeting, and, of course, all of Southwest Missouri commissioners are, assumedly, are trying to make the meeting we previously talked about in Rogersville. So they're not going to have very good attendance as far as county commissioners. I don't know that that's a big thing or anything, but that's a comment that he made. So,
do you want to go to that?
The question is, in both of these meetings, I think Nikki and I visited on this just a little bit, since I'm a short timer, I don't know that it's good money well spent, time well spent for me to be the representative to either one of them.
Right.
That maybe one of you should...
Go to one and one go to the other?
That's my thought.
I thought about the same thing.
I'm happy to go.
Right.
They're interesting meetings, and there's value in them, I know. But for the long term, I'm not the guy.
This tabletop meeting has been something we went to and you know, this we've been to these every year that pertain to this. And that's what I was going to bring up about the flood map, FEMA flood map deal at our commissioners meeting. And I think that we need to have total representation there if we can on trying to get this situation fixed, and I think that's the level it's going to be fixed at myself, is...
You're talking about the Southwest meeting? I talked to Cherry Warren on Wednesday last week. The agenda's set for that whole thing already, for this coming Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, he's already got speakers lined up.
Does it have any FEMA stuff on
nothing.
There?
I mean, he's talking about Streamlined Tax Initiative, I think I talked to Nikki about. I've never heard of that initiative, but anyway, but he has the agenda is set already. I know that. The FEMA discussions is just because that's the new maps. I mean, this is how we fix it for the entire county is when we redo the maps, and that's what we have our first version of.
The other thing as far as the maps is I don't know how many counties that the maps apply to.
Correct.
There may not be, but I don't know, three counties or something that...
It was brought up at the last meeting and topics of conversation that Cherry asked for after the meeting. He said, do any of you have something you want to discuss that affects us all? And FEMA was the thing that was brought up at the meeting. And there was quite a lengthy discussion because there were several other people that were... Now, whether it would be when you got three commissioners apiece and nine commissioners talking, or whether you got all Southwest Missouri that is concerned. The boys from Webster County, because of the flooding issue that they had, I know that they were part of the conversation.
So I think that would be, and I'm getting over my head here, but I'm thinking that's a different issue than the flood maps.
It was... FEMA flood maps is what we were talking about because we had Mr. Dalton in, so I don't know.
I mean, as far as Webster counties, I'm thinking that doesn't have to do with the flood maps. That was the, what do you call that when we have an emergency disaster thing?
Emergency management.
That's a different issue, I believe. I'm with you that it's an issue we need to work on. I'm thinking that maybe we should find out which counties deal with that, maybe try to get us another meeting, because it's, if Jim's right, and I'm sure he is, that the time on that meeting Wednesday is going to be plenty limited, that we wouldn't really have much time to get anything really addressed or come up with some kind of resolution that maybe we ought to try to, after we've got 1 o'clock today on the flood maps, after we get through that meeting, maybe we'd know better how to handle that.
Right.
Yeah, I have changed my schedule. I was going to Chris Burns' deal, but I've changed my schedule. I'm going to the commissioner's meeting to strictly address this issue.
Okay.
All right, I'll have to look at the Chris thing. I mean, I talked to Cherry. Let me think about what we're going to do for Wednesday. I agree with Chris. Is that we
cut around. Let me know what you guys would like me to do.
Okay.
All right. Anything else on the agenda?
We will have to let them know.
Who?
Pronto, won't we?
Yes.
Who know? Chris?
Chris Parent.
Okay.
It says contact your local emergency management department.
Gotcha. So.
And you had me down for that and apologize for me. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Because I called you back and told you that I was going to that. So.
Yes, you did.
I know you're right, but it seemed like Chris did say something that there is a little leeway there as far as their lunch, because they're doing a lunch thing too, right? Yeah.
And it's the same exact time, from 10 to 2.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, we'll try to nail that down here shortly.
Also, next week, Region D Homeland Security has their annual meeting. And that will be placed on the agenda.
Next Wednesday, the 20th?
Correct. It's already on your calendars, your individual calendars.
In Springfield at 9 o'clock.
Correct. Is that the one that's at the park?
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds?
Yeah, uh-huh. Fairground.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well,
what I called that originally, but I got all this other mixed up. I'm sorry.
And I do have to RSVP.
And I've attended that one probably a number of times, but I believe it was last year, and they displayed all the equipment. It's pretty interesting to know what's out there and available if I'm not out of line there.
So are all three of you going to attend?
I will be attending that.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I called you on.
That's the 20th.
Correct. correct.
Yes. You can go ahead and RSVP me for that one.
I don't see that there's a need for me to go myself, you right. guys.
Okay.
All right. Anything else on agenda? Thanks, Nikki, for getting those out there.
Sure. Next, I'd like to talk about contracts.
Okay.
I'm currently in the process of going through all the contracts that we have and placing this approval checklist inside each folder. Also with the official minutes, so that if at any point someone wants to pull a file and look, they can see when it was approved and all the proper steps were taken.
Okay.
This is kind of so, just, go ahead.
I applaud you. Good to have the minutes. Should you have that on your checklist that they're contained, you think, or just as a reminder? You got plenty on
like,
there
if,
already.
I mean, if you'd like me to put that on there,
you
I
think?
Can.
I think it's a good idea to have it included.
Okay. Do you see anything else on there that needs to be added?
Not on this. I think this is good that we can, you can go pull this file and see and make sure that everything that you've got wrote on here is documented. You're going to have a reminder on our computers on that.
I have it on my calendar so
on
that
yours.
I can bring then, give it back to you, gentlemen, or to Bob to review to see if we want to renew it.
Okay, so. What I'm saying is this will be on yours and Jillian's computer.
Correct.
In our office.
Correct.
And then the people that are responsible for these things, like the county clerk,
mm-hmm.
and she's the keeper of the records, then there'll be the sheriff's department that'll keep their portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your responsibility. This is our office's responsibility.
Our office, yes.
Okay.
Either myself or Jillian.
Yourself or Jillian. Okay.
Yes.
I think the minutes that Chuck mentioned is a good idea because we can go right back and see what was stated, and
mm-hmm.
I think they should be filed right in there. So.
Because our office will be maintaining all of these contracts, do we need to move some of the files like in the back office because there will be so many?
There's actually I had a conversation with someone in maintenance that we had a conversation about the structural integrity.
Correct.
Of the file cabinets. And the possibility that we might have to have a structural engineer come in and look. Bob Dixon is right next door. I had my office was current, used to be the law library, so there's a possibility that the entire structure on that end of the floor is structurally sound, but I think that it's something the commission should consider. Having a structural engineer come in and check that over that room.
How many more file cabinets? We're just talking about consolidating file cabinets. Are you going to add a bunch, or what do you think?
We're possibly going to put a lateral.
Because we've had laterals in there before. We had those four laterals before.
Bob has some old files
okay.
in the very back, and we were going to move those and place a lateral back there so that all of our contracts were just right there. But we wanted to make sure structurally it would make sense to do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Jim, what we did is I think it was Brenda Neal that had a location movement that she wanted to take on some files at the new judicial facility. The file cabinets themselves weighed so much that that prevented her from doing so. So I think that to cover us before we move those in there and then have some structural damage, even if it wasn't anything but a, you know,
okay,
crack of the sheetrock or anything like that, we'd have concern. So,
do you want to direct somebody to talk to a structural engineer then, or what's the next step then?
I did some checking, and mm-hmm. Bob Dixon does have a DocuWare does have the plans for the old facility. Okay. If we contact a structural engineer and send him those plans, I think that would let him review them, and that would be pretty well the end of story. They can give us a signed signature of approval.
How do you want to go about choosing an engineer?
What about the engineer that built it? Seems like there was I made some contact with them when we were talking about the wellness center or something. I'm drawing a blank what it was now. Mm-hmm. But they're still out there, Hood Rich, or I don't know who it was that designed this.
You just want to direct Linda to go contact that same guys?
See if we can find out who did it, and they can tell us without doing any research, hardly.
Right. That's what I want to do. It's a limited amount, and it's out there. The name of the engineers on that plaque as you come mm-hmm. in. Hood Rich was the contractor, and then I think it's got the engineer wrote right on the plaque. So that might not be too much of a problem, but we need to get that taken care of because we need to get started on that.
We okay to ask Linda? Mm-hmm. Is that a good plan?
Yep.
Am I happy with that?
Great.
Sounds like a deal. All right, anything else on contracts?
Not on contracts, no.
Legislative priorities.
I know you're submitting that. When is our deadline to submit that? Okay.
Here's what I received. This is the 2010 legislative priorities. Last year, a motion was made to allocate $2,000.
Now, is that
on November 2nd?
That was to be a part of that group, right?
Correct.
Not just doesn't have anything to do specifically with priorities, but to be a member of that.
To be a part of that
legislative priorities group or whatever it is.
Right. But that money goes to the lobbyist who represents these priorities. So it's kind of a.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That money goes to the lobbyist Scott Mars and the other Todd Smith to present.
Huh.
So that's the lobbyist that they've used the money for to solicit these priorities.
Well, of course, in my memory, but I thought some of that money, it all went into our local organization. What's it say?
Well, it probably does. And I mean, it's not specifically dollar for dollar, but yes, it goes into a big kitty, but that's part of that money is spent for that.
Okay, $2,000 for the Branson Area Lakes Partnership. Some of the money goes there, but it also goes to do the breakfast or the lunch or some other things.
Correct.
That organization.
Correct.
I think it's money well spent.
I do, too. And we used to be members of both organizations, the Springfield region, and then we had doubled the amount. And last year, because of
now,
concerns, we...
Last week, I mean, this is something we probably... I need to get on the agenda. I think I'd sent a note for us to post this, but I went to Tulsa, part of the Ozark Regional Economic Partnership, and they rolled out a new program, and which we have to discuss. I mean, I knew I was waiting for budget time, but before we commit to that, we need to know what OREP, used to be called OREP. They're changing the name. It's a fee service now.
Really?
Yeah, there's a...
I have one of those meetings coming up here in a week or two.
They do. It's going to be to finalize the new direction and the new name, the new bylaws, the funding structure. I have a three-ring binder of the rough draft, but this meeting coming up, we'll talk about their final. They presented a couple options to the group. Remember, they rented the bus. I went with Jerry Jeske from the IDA. We went to Tulsa to hear what Tulsa is doing, and they rolled out on the bus. They rolled out on the new plan and everything. So, that membership, it's by membership only now to that group. So if we want to, work with that group or not, so.
Okay. We got legislative priorities is what's on our agenda. We need to stick to that as far as any, did I hear you say without saying it that you want to look at adding or?
I want to look at the legislative.
Those a little better?
Yes, I do.
Before we go forward on them.
Since that's why I was asked the deadline. If I can get, we all need copies of that priorities, but if you could just repost this for like 2 weeks from today during your session, that gives me time to look. And what I'd also like to do is, if we can, next week set up a meeting to talk about the OREP plan and kind of roll that out. Actually, I'll get with you, Nikki. We need to set up a meeting, but I can bring Jeff Seifert down and Rob Dixon, because that's part of what he's over now, with him moving to Springfield. They have those guys roll out, explain to us the new program.
Okay.
Because I know some entities locally, I won't say which entities, some local entities are going to not do this entity anymore, and they're going to go to the new OREP program.
Oh, okay.
So I do
and
know
what
that.
Are those entities? I'm just messing with you. All right, so, but to focus on the priorities, we've asked Nikki to send us a copy, and we all can look at those and then come back in 2 weeks and
yes.
Hammer those out.
I believe I have, but I can do it.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. Did you email them to us?
Yes.
Okay. Then I probably have. We probably have them. I don't remember seeing them.
I can put them in your box however you'd like to.
You better do that because I didn't remember seeing them.
I don't remember seeing them, but.
That doesn't mean it wasn't on there, that's for sure. But
and these priorities that we're looking at are area priorities. These aren't something that we personally as a county commission got an axe to grind. In other words, TIF.
We could make TIF though an issue.
I mean, we can present it to them, but we kind of need to have in our minds that this is not just something that's...
But to go along with it, the school systems would be in favor of a TIF reform.
Right, and that wasn't a good example.
But it would be. That's because they're a member of this also, and they might say, hey, that is a priority.
Right.
Or, for us, BOE is how we handle nightly rental condos in the assessment process. That could be a legislative priority because that's something we battle with every BOE.
That's a good point.
So there's some priorities I wanted to kind of look through and
okay.
I'd rather just, last year we kind of said yes, participate more with suggestions.
Commercial versus residential for nightly rent?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things we could come up with. That would affect the whole region. But 2 weeks, is that what you're going to do?
Sounds good.
Before Nikki goes away, I don't know how many more things you have left.
One.
Is it the seminar?
Yes.
Okay, I was just going to bring it up real fast. There is a public relations seminar that the Branson Chamber is putting on. And I saw it and wanted to make sure Nikki and Jillian were able to attend. Because we're members, it's $25 a person.
We approved that this morning in our accounts payable already.
Yeah, but we can refund it too. That's the other thing. That was just a registration fee. We wanted to vote on, yes, we voted the expenditure because they needed to secure a spot.
Correct.
But it's refundable. That's why I wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Just to openly talk about it, because their timeline was before we got together again.
Yes.
So, but there's a full refund available. But I wanted to.
I already looked at it. I'm in total agreement with.
I was fine with it. So okay,
very good.
Yeah, I didn't want to not
be held in Branson, right?
Yes.
You don't have a long ways to drive. But
no,
makes sense.
Dixie will be
covering our office. Okay. Anything else for Nikki? All right. Do we need to go back up to our EEOP short form?
Yes. Two down.
All right.
Pass one down. Department of Justice.
Right.
Okay.
These are required on Safe Street Act. Any grants subject to the Safe Street Act or under the Safe Street Act. And we are the recipient of the grant inside, and it can be used on other grants as well. We're required to have one of these. So this is the proposed EEOP that will have to be scanned in and sent PDF. The grant title is the Edward Byrne Grant Program. The award amount on this particular grant was $27,265. We're a local governmental agency. Our address is on there. The contact person would be Maggie. And the DOG grant manager, my understanding, was Veronica Munson. We had to come up with a policy statement. I used a sample policy statement that went only as far as I had to go so that I wouldn't create any controversial situations, or as few as possible. So basically the policy statement says, Taney County, Missouri will provide a work environment that is free from discrimination, including harassment based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, age, or disability. The prohibition against employment discrimination and harassment may extend to conduct that employees are subjected to from vendors, contractors, customers, or others who enter the workplace. Unlawful discrimination may include, but is not limited to, employment actions related to recruitment, examination, transfer, appointment, training, promotion, or the administration of employee benefits. The county may give a veteran's preference in employment to those who may be eligible under applicable state statutes. The county is committed to complying with all applicable federal, state, and local civil rights laws that pertain to employment. I think it basically states the law, and that's it. And I think we ought to comply with the law, so I think that's a good policy statement, unless you think it goes too far somewhere.
No.
Step B talks about narrative underutilization analysis. Before we go to 4B, the next two pages need to take after you look at the graph.
To look at the graph first.
The utilization analysis chart. And what we did is we sent out a voluntary questionnaire to the employees asking them for their gender, male or female, and then which category best describes you, giving the 8 ethnic and racial groups that are used for this form by the Department of Justice. Then we asked them for their department and their job description, so that we could fit them within one of the 8 categories also on this form. And then we took this form, and I think we got like 224, whatever it says, out of 280 employees responded. It says not to use employees who don't respond, not to guess at their race, their, you know, gender, that sort of thing, although gender's pretty easy to guess usually. And anyway, we plugged it in using the relevant labor market statistics, which are automatically downloaded from Taney County. It's not our census figures. It's actually the people in each of these 8 categories by these races and ethnic groups that are available to work in a certain job description in Taney County, and they're automatically downloaded. So after we categorize our people by gender, race or ethnic group, and occupation, it downloaded and said how we did. And if you look at this chart, you can see that in the officials or administrators category, we had 22% more white males being utilized than were available. Basically, we were 22% too high in that category. And we were 18% too low in the white female category. And with the limited number of people, these figures are shall we say, unduly skewed, because there are very few people in certain categories. But it's directly correlated that we have more males than females. So we may have to work in that area a little bit to try to, you know, come to... They want you to reflect your relevant labor market, okay, as closely as possible. And in some places where if we just changed one from male to female, we might be 2% off, but if we changed it, we'd be 20% off because of the low numbers. What I'm trying to tell you is we're not in bad shape. The professional area, we're minus 9 for white males and minus 7 for white females. That's because we've got actually an American Indian, and we've got 8% over in the Hispanic or Latino, and that might be one person. It might be two is all.
But we're not in bad shape.
We're not in bad shape.
All right.
Let's go to the significant underutilization chart, which is the third one. It just has two areas. It says that it automatically tells you where you need some work. And it says administrative support, which is basically clerical and secretarial. We need to get some more white males because we have too many females. Okay? Well, that's probably pretty typical that you have more females in the clerical roles than you do males. So we need to address that. We also need to address the fact that we had too many males and not enough white females in the service maintenance, like groundskeeper and that sort of thing. Okay, so those are the two areas we really needed to work in. And there was a third area where we weren't quite in the in this category to get a check mark, but almost. I can tell Danny's just absolutely excited.
I'm thinking that
I'm loving it.
I'm going to suggest that we ask Danny to lead up the charge on addressing these issues.
Well, yeah. That's what these two pages are.
I like that suggestion. I'm sure I'm ready to put it in motion yet.
Be very short.
Would it be?
It's a required form for these grants. They can take away the grant money if we don't have one. So that's why it has been done. Dixie was a lot of help, and I really appreciate her help on this. Now, step 4B is the narrative underutilization analysis. And I put in here that the county's human resources department reviewed the utilization analysis. That's what we just went over, comparing the county's workforce to the relevant labor market, and noted the following. Number one, Taney County underutilizes white females by 43% and overutilizes white males by 49% in the job classification category entitled service maintenance. Number two, white females were underrepresented to a lesser extent in the category of officials and administrators, and minus 18%. And white males were underrepresented in the category entitled administrative support, minus 25%. And I put, although the utilization analysis chart and the review by staff indicated other instances of underrepresentation, no percentages exceeded 10%. Further, the limited numbers of employees in each category made it difficult to draw any reliable conclusions regarding underutilization. In fact, the actual numbers indicate that Taney County does not have an underutilization problem other than the three above-numbered categories. In step number 5 and 6, objectives and steps. What are you going to do about it? Okay. Number one, to encourage females to apply for vacancies in the officials, administrators, and service maintenance categories. A, our organization will review all employment organizational data related to the officials, administrators, and service maintenance job categories to identify any issues that may pose barriers for women. For example, review the records of exit interviews of former employees, examine applicant flow data for recent vacancies, review job posting and advertising practices, determine whether there are in-house career paths, evaluate the hiring, retention, and attrition rates for particular positions or for particular offices or regions. And then B, based on the internal review of employment data, we will assign an action plan within 6 months of the date of this EEOP to attract more women to the officials, administrators, in the service maintenance job categories in Taney County.
So, you took a breath. I think it's the 6 month time frame you're talking about. Who is going to remember that? Are we putting it on any?
We're going to have to do that.
Okay, but who is responsible for that? Is that you? Because
me or Dixie, one or the other.
Okay. Nikki, since you're here, would you make sure we put a date on your reminder that we have to have an action plan follow-up to this? Because we are establishing by this document that we are going to follow up.
And I utilized some samples that they had, and I increased the amount from 3 months to 6 months to give us plenty of time to do it.
I'm gonna post EEOP short form every Monday morning because that sure does clear the room out.
It does.
I mean, both reporters and another spectator gone like that. They're dropping like flies, Bob.
Okay.
I think we need to review it every Monday at 9:45. Wow.
We still have two left. You want me to
Do you have to?
You're killing me.
No, it's almost done.
Okay.
Okay, based on the internal review, you can read it, but within 12 months after, you know, we come up with this review, we'll review our action plan, evaluate our progress, and then see the other thing that I put in that I added. We'll educate our elected officials and our department heads regarding the need to look beyond traditional or historic preconceptions regarding gender preferences for official administrators in service maintenance job categories. In other words, we won't look for just guys for groundskeeping, and we won't look at just ladies for clerical jobs.
Sweet.
Okay? We'll try to get past that historic. And then number two is along the same lines, to encourage males to apply for vacancies in the administrative support category. We'll educate the officials again about, you know, no gender preferences. Don't think it's just a male job or a female job. And we'll include in our hiring advertisements or administrative support positions that the position will be filled based upon qualifications without any preference to applicants of one gender over another. Then we had to talk about how we're going to disseminate this internally, and I put various ways of disseminating it internally. We'll include a discussion of this and inform county employees that a copy is available at HR and our orientation programs. We'll post it in PDF on our internal email, electronic communication system, whatever. We'll keep two bound copies at the HR office, and we'll include a written notice in the county employee manual explaining how employees may obtain a copy of the EEOP short form. And then within 30 days of receiving the Justice Department's approval of this form, we'll send an email to all email addresses on the county system informing employees that they may obtain a copy of the EEOP short form by requesting a copy from the HR department. This information will also be included in a hard copy message attached to each employee's paycheck envelope. And then we'll have disseminated it internally. External dissemination, Human Resources Department will include a written statement in all job announcements or other communications with prospective employees, notifying them how they can get a copy of the EOP. Our purchasing department, in consultation with HR, will provide a written notice to all vendors and contractors that they may obtain a copy of the county's EOP short form on request. And then our IS department, in consultation with HR, will post it on the county's website, you know, PDF form. And I took some of them out of there that they had, and some others, like putting copies at libraries and other things. I didn't think we had to do that, so I took that out. And that's what I put in there. And based upon our figures that we found, and what I need is approval of this, and it will take a signature of somebody with the authority to sign this, and it would be you, Mr. Presiding, and the date after a vote. And then we scan it in and send it in PDF to the Department of Justice, and we'll have complied with the EOP short form. This is minimal stuff.
Questions or comments for Bob?
Do we need a test signature page for Donna Neely if he's going to sign? Normally we have an attest page.
We can add in the test page, but this is
we don't have to add anything.
I don't want to. This is the federal government's form. I would prefer to use their form.
That's fine. The other thing, I just make comments that Nikki's going to have to go through this, and there's about seven action items that someone's going to have to follow up since the commission is...
I was just going to post.
Right.
Just 30 days.
There's a 30 days, a 6 month, there's a 12 month, there's internal, external websites, PDFs, and all that.
I've got a motion to make that we do not discriminate against gender, male or female, when we hire our next people, because that's exactly what the whole thing ended up saying in a long form.
If we had a 0.5% more whites, if we were 97% white in this county, we wouldn't have had to fill this form out. We were 96 point something. So
I'm going to cut you short. Motion to accept the EEOP short form as presented by Councillor Paulson.
Second. Discussion? Questions? I have a couple.
Okay.
First, Bob, thank you seriously for going through this and doing it. I trust you've done us a good job and has to be done. And I noticed it says step one on the second page under the cover page.
Right.
And then the next page says step 4B.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
We skip the
actual
3 and 4. Okay. As long as it's okay, all right.
They have several steps you have to go through. Actually, in some of the steps that are skipped, you have to enter the amount of. Let's see if I'm still on, and I can go back.
So it's not confusing. I mean, it's not out of line to skip.
No, you're fine
step
with it.
One.
No, I printed out the entire form. They, in their program, skip those steps because that's where we enter our relevant data and they automatically calculate it based upon what we entered from our forms. So
let me guess, EEOP, Equality of Employee something or other, what's that mean?
Equal Employment Opportunity Program.
Okay. Any other discussion or questions?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Here, and I'll give you one that's not to be stapled, that has a clip, so it can be without any staple marks put into the PDF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's I'm about to have a panic attack.
All right. While I'm signing, what's next we're going to look at here?
I'm just glad to get this one down.
Signage.
Oh, yeah.
Renee came to me, and on the Shorty Cooper side, if you notice where she has that, on the landscaped hillside, she has some of those blocks there, and she was going to make an entrance, you know, she's going to plant some flowers or something in the spring. She also wanted to know if we were interested in a sign going there to identify from that direction that that's Taney County Courthouse area. So I said, why don't you go get a price, and that way I can at least bring it up. And so she came here with a price of by Sharp Signs. This is what it would look like. This is just what she had come up with. It would not be lit. It's 6 feet by 16 feet. It's a huge sign. And it would be to about $4,500 for that. Anyway, that was her suggestion, and I told her I would present it to you guys.
I don't like it. I think we've already had a talk about this when we were doing the construction talks.
Okay.
And a matter of fact, there was a bid, Jim, that you might go back and ask her to look for that had the sign the same as in the kind of the rough... is it the park down here that's got the rough wood sign? Do you remember that, Chuck, when we had the discussion about it? And it was going on that lower side where Shorty Cooper Street was at, because there was a discussion about a big sign other than that up on this other end. And it was, there's already a bid on it and everything. We could go ahead and see if they would honor.
Well, do we want, I mean, I guess what Renee was asking, the conversation was, do we want a sign? And if we want a sign, we need to give Renee some direction. If we don't, we can just drop it and be done with it.
I want a sign, but I don't want anything like that.
You want Renee to get with you? And
I think we ought to have a sign.
Yeah, okay. I do too.
Then let's have Renee. What's the next step then?
We kick this around, as Nanny said, quite a bit. Years passed, and we set it off to the side. And
because the landscaping wasn't done, so.
I don't know, but we need to do something.
Well, let's just,
because it is somebody from out of town.
So,
coming up the hill.
Right. What do we want to have? Do we have a budget we want to spend? Do we want them to, do we want it lit? Do we want it wood? Do we want it? We just need to give Renee some direction.
Let's go back and get the minutes and look what her discussion was before.
Back in 06, 07?
Whenever we had discussion about this, and it'll be on there. We talked about matching.
So you want the ladies in the court in upstairs to...
I'm not interested in a billboard sign like this for $4,500.
I think we just start over. I don't see any sense in going back myself.
Okay.
I agree. I mean, I think it'd be kind of a waste of time for them to go through minutes.
Well, I thought they might have design. I mean, we talked about.
I don't think we ever got there. I think we discussed until we got tired and give up and decided we'd come back later, and today's later.
Do you want Renee to solicit some options?
Yeah.
How big do you want the sign?
Depends on what it looks like.
If appropriate it's size.
Appropriate. I mean, that's. Look at that thing.
I understand. I'm just trying to give Renee some direction here, and it sounds like you have specific desires.
About 2 weeks from now.
Bring it back up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I will send a note. We'll bring
and
it up
when,
in 2 weeks.
You go to Rogersville, and when you're around, look at the other courthouses and city halls. And It hadn't been on my mind, seriously.
Oh, no, it hasn't in mine either. She brought it up to me. I said, get a price, and I'll bring it in front of you guys. So.
But I think we definitely need it.
All right, I'll send a note to repost.
Very good.
It's executive session time, I believe.
That's the way it appears.
Do you want to take a break and then go into it, or do you want to just...
I don't need a break. You all need a break?
Yeah.
You need a break?
Yeah.
How many minutes would you like?
2 minutes.
2 minute break. And then we'll come back and then go into executive. And can we give folks a...
I know at 11 o'clock we'll have a road and bridge.
Okay, so we'll
be out by 11.
We'll be back into regular session about 11 o'clock.
Yep.
Anybody listening curious? Thank you very much.